Just after 9 o'clock on the morning of Saturday, the 27th of April, and after all these months, all these games, it comes down to this. 90 minutes at Tranmere for Bournemouth to win the League One title. Only problem is I'm in Bournemouth, so I've got about 200 miles to drive. Let's get going. ...271 miles and just over 4 hours later, I've made it. These are the bars just outside Prenton Park. I need the loo, maybe a cold beverage, and I need to speak to some Cherries fans, although there are plenty of them about.
I'm Charlie Mitchell, I'm from Bournemouth.
How long have you been a Cherries fan?
About 50 years now.
Yeah, so big day for you today.
Yeah, big day.
How are you feeling?
Confident, I think, today, because we are promoted, so... And we're playing well.
Tell me your name, sir.
It's Tom.
And?
Jamie.
What are we wearing today, Tom?
Monkey outfit today.
Any particular reason?
Anything to celebrate, really, so.
This is the thing, I've seen Eddie Howe masks, I've seen a guy running around in a tutu. It's a, as you can hear, it's a party atmosphere.
Just listen behind you, that will tell it all.
What's the score going to be today?
5-1 Bournemouth.
5-1?
Yeah.
It's optimistic, I haven't heard
that. Pittman hat-trick, it's going to happen.
So welcome to the commentary booth at Prenton Park, a fantastic reception of balloons, bananas, beach balls and thousands of Bournemouth fans tucked in one end. After turning space to shoot with the right foot, and Mooney palms it out and makes a brilliant double block from Graben, and then the third shot comes in from Pittman, loops up into the air, and the goalkeeper with time to catch. Here's Arter and stops the tracks back, but Arter's too strong for him and will try and release Graben. Instead, Arter's all the way through the middle and still going on the edge of the box. Arter with the shot to cut what would have been a magnificent goal.
Oh, a really good solid performance. Tranmere don't seem up to much, so I think second half we should push on and definitely get the win.
Well, it's been a bit close, but I think we've been a better team.
Yeah.
I think if we just carry on the same as we are, I think we'll win at about 1-0, I think.
Which is scuttles infield. Pugh in the middle here, looking to turn, shoots on the right foot, and it's only just wide. It hit that post that holds up the goal net, I think.
Oh, right, yeah, we had chances, but couldn't get in the net, would it?
It's a long old trip for a 0-0 draw.
Yeah,
but
you know, if we're going to win the league, then so be it.
Do we know what's happened with that yet?
It's still 0-0 at Brentford, I think.
Okay, so.
I think 1 point will do us, will it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it's up to the league at the moment, so great draw.
Yeah.
Happy days.
Yeah.
What about this for drama? Griffin Park, a penalty, John Southall.
Oh, what a moment this is, and it's a penalty to Brentford. He steps up, he's hit the bar, and the break is on, and Billy Painter's on the edge of the penalty area, and he can win promotion. Covenger puts it into the empty net. And Doncaster have won promotion to the Championship.
I feel gutted.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely gutted, but never mind. We're promoted, that's the main thing. So.
Why was it important to win the league?
I didn't think it was until I got here. And until we got here, I thought, yeah, we've got to do it. But never mind, we've gone up, that's the main thing. So amazing, they've been brilliant, so it's brilliant.
It's about the whole season, isn't it? You know, we had a really bad start to the season.
Yeah.
And he came in, turned it round, look where we've ended up.